This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My mental health is a struggle. Can Islam help? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All of us struggle with some form of mental health. Some of us may have anxiety, stress, depression, all forms of mental health. Does Islam help us cope and navigate through any form of mental health? Absolutely. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the Meccan phase was a really difficult time for his prophethood. He was constantly persecuted. He was called every name in the book. He was constantly threatened, all because he was Muslim and he was a prophet trying to convey a message of unity, of coming back and worshiping one true creator. All of these things certainly took a toll on the mental health of our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah reveals a very beautiful verse at the end of Surah Al-Hijr. Listen to this verse. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Allah gives him reassurance. We have complete knowledge of what is happening in your chest based on what they're saying about you. You know how we say words can kill? So the words of the Quraysh and the Mushrikun, especially in Mecca, really hurt the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So what does Allah do? The first thing Allah does is He gives reassurance to His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that He's not alone. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمْ. We have knowledge. You know, that's Quran's way of saying, I'm right here. I know what's going on. I know how you feel. I know what you're going through. So don't worry, we have complete knowledge. Now put that in perspective. It's like reaching out to someone and just asking them, how are they doing? You haven't heard from them in a while. You sent a text message, you didn't get no response. Just reaching out and letting someone know you're there is part of a healing process for mental health. Then Allah highlights the exact problem. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Based on what they're saying, we know it's caused within you the sense of fear and tension, confusion, lost, not understanding which direction is this going to, why is this happening to me? So the second point is reassurance that not only am I here to support you, but I'm also here because I understand how you feel. Now listen to the cure, the next ayah. The first thing the Prophet ﷺ is told, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. That's number one. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. That's number two. وَعَبُدُ رَبَّكَ. That's number three. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Number four. So listen to these four step-by-step guide in this ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cope with and recover from mental health struggles. Number one, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Allah says, make tasbih of Allah by praising Him. You know what tasbih is? Tasbih are phrases that we say to elevate the status and authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So saying subhanallah, la ilaha illa anta subhanak, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, these types of phrases all fit in tasbih. You're raising the authority of Allah in your life. Why is that important? Because when you feel during your mental health struggle, feel like you have no control, it's a reminder, Allah is always in control. People won't control you. It's a way of reminding your heart and your mind, wait a minute, why am I so worried about what people have said about me or done to me? Allah is in control. Allah is the one that I should trust. Allah is the one that I should hold on to for reassurance. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Number two, وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. It's one thing to say tasbih. Now Allah wants action from us. So He says, be amongst those who are making sajda. You know why it's beautiful that sajda, to prostrate, why it's highlighted in this ayah? We all know, when are we closest to Allah in prayer? In sujood. So indirectly, by Allah saying, be amongst those who make sujood, He's indirectly saying, just get close to me. I'm right here. Pour your heart out to me. Talk to me. And do it especially when you're in sujood. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعَبُدُ رَبَّكَ. So here you are, you've started praising Allah. Number two, you got out of the bed, you got out of the room, you got out of that state, and you started moving your life again. Because a lot of people, when they struggle severely with mental health, they lose their appetite. They isolate themselves. They don't want to talk to nobody. Don't want to be around anybody. Because why? That mental health state has grappled them to such an extent that they literally don't want to be around anyone. So this process helps to break that cycle. So after now of being amongst those who are in sujood, Allah says, وَعَبُدُ رَبَّكَ. This is the life you should carry on with. Just worship your master. Worship Allah. What is the real message here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want you to go back to the state that you were in. So He tells you in a very subtle way, turn your whole life into worship. In other words, as long as you continue from now, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, until the ultimate certainty comes, which is death. So as Allah is really indirectly saying, go on this journey, stay close to me and worship me. Don't ever break that link between you and me, and do this for the rest of your life. You know what's really beautiful? The word yaqeen in this ayah means death. But Allah does not spell it out or say it explicitly, death. It's replaced with something a little more subtle, yaqeen. Why? Death is the last thing you want to mention to somebody going through mental health struggles. You don't want to put those names and that kind of image in their mind, because why? They're in a very delicate and vulnerable state. So you have to be very cautious of the language and try to find lighter words and messages to get your point across. It's so beautiful how subtle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in this ayah, but at the same time, it's so powerful and so clear. Live your life where you are constantly connected with Him, and inshaAllah ta'ala, mental health, whether it is there or not, inshaAllah ta'ala, it will never control you. You instead will control it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. Allahumma amin.